The annual Hopkins County Hay Show is approaching. Providing details is AgriLife Extension agent Dr. Mario Villarino.
We are already collecting samples for that hay show. We have a very successful hay show season, hay season this year. So we're seeing already some entries. Anybody who's interested in having that hay tested, the Northeast Texas Farmers Co-op, a few minutes ago I was talking to them. They're ready to provide that support. So if anybody would like to know the quality of that hay, they're welcome to bring it in. We will test it for free, up to two samples per hay producer. That's about $30 right there just in testing. Mm-hmm. And if it ranks well, we will put him in the hay show for an opportunity for $100, $75, and $50 for the top three.
That really is a tremendous service, isn't it? To find out, that your hay's, you've got good stuff
there. Absolutely, because that's what eventually is going to transfer into a good crop in beef or dairy production. So it's a basic understanding that hay feeders, not only hay producers, but also hay buyers, they need to know what they're feeding to their cattle, because sometimes that if it's not the right stuff, the cow cannot do miracles. They'll do their best, but sometimes they have to have the protein and the nutrients in there to make it happen.
All your winners will be announced at an ag workers
the
meeting.
First Thursday, like every year since the last 60 years that we have done it. Professional ag workers is kind enough to have it again, and we have an event planned for the first Thursday in October to have a breakfast with everybody, and we raise some funds also for our youth programs and scholarships. Professional workers is the group that puts together the hay show, and we get tremendous support from our community to support our community again. So we'll invite everybody to get a benefit, especially get a benefit from the testing, number one. And if it's in a good quality, we'll put it in and see what it can do.
Where do they take samples?
They can do it now for the first time in two places. They can bring it to the extension office. Okay. It's located at 1200 B Houston Street in regular working hours. Or you can take it to Dairyland Automation. Dairyland Automation is also in Houston Street. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit further down, closer to the square. So if anybody has some samples, they can talk to Gary Spraggins there or us here in the extension office and turn them in.
KSST News.